we're experiencing a fairly high call volume of people complaining that their vehicles have been entered unlawfully and rummaged through. If you remember, sort of last late summer, fall, we had the same rash of stolen vehicles and car burglaries, and it seems to be starting again as the weather improves. I was just wanting to alert the citizens that that we're experiencing this, to make sure and ask them to be proactive, pay attention to any people in the area that are unusual or on foot late at night, and make sure they lock up their vehicles and their garages. I hate that we live in a society that we have to lock up our belongings, but to safeguard those belongings, we need to. And two, please call the sheriff's office if you have any information that could help us hold these criminals accountable. If we all work together, I think we'd have a much better shot at getting the people locked up. As everyone knows, law enforcement is in sort of an unusual time. It's difficult to find patrol officers, and that in Mercer County is causing the municipalities, the small towns, to struggle finding officers, which then puts the burden onto the sheriff's office, which spreads us even more thin than we are normally, covering the towns that aren't able to fully staff 24-hour shifts. So it's just really important that we all work together and try and get this stopped before it gets too severe.
Are there any certain areas specifically that have been targeted as of late, or is this just basically kind of across the board?
Primarily, the focus seems to be in the northeast part of the county, Sherrard area and Fire Lake. My gut feeling is that they may be coming from the Quad Cities. This morning, on Tuesday, we recovered a stolen vehicle that had been abandoned in the roadway in that same northeast corner that was stolen out of the Quad City. So I'm not sure if these people are just coming in stolen cars to our county to try and steal other cars, or just steal items that are in vehicles. So it's still, in the investigative state, and it's not really clear the motive or the rationale behind it.